Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to this Radio Messiah. And we are talking about the identity in six part, and this is the part one. And the identity is the most important subject in any human life. It is very important that we be focused on us and find our identity in true and honest way. When you find your identity, you can develop it by practicing on other subjects. You must simply share your try with your betrusted people and try to form your identity in proper way. Identity is something you believe, we believe. It leads us to thoughts and actions, which leads to results. The results can be wrong or right, depending on our action and our abilities usage. Example is, I was, when I went to university, we had a sport, and one of those things we did was running, and I was very, very expert and very successful runner, and I won any type of running, and all my classmates, all of them encouraged me to continue and go to the international team and run for our country. But my interest was something else. Before it, before university, I was a graduate, and the universities was closed, and I decided to work on something I was able to do. Therefore, I was successful in that job, but I developed my ability and decided to try get another career. When I chose another job and started to do that, I got new identity. Due to my identity, I became successful, and I saved it as my experiences and added to my ability and increased my identity. I received another, completed my identity. After 2 years, the universities became open and I attended in one of them. Then I started the new identity, means that my identity formed to new one. My original identity forms each time I start new action and opportunity and responsibilities. Example is when you work on a project in a company. When I waited that a group do the job until a level and give me the result. I had to, based on the result, complete the project and leave the result of my job to another group to continue. This corporation forms our identity and ability as co-workers, means that all the co-workers and I adapt our ability to get good results and get more and positive experiences and form our identity. I hope that you understand what I mean. But there are people who pretend to have an ability, and because they need a job for their life, they try their best to catch a job while they know that they are weak or cannot afford it. This pretending causes a lie identity. The person gets the job, but the person all the time is in trouble and has stress and cannot find rest. But but they pretend more and become more liar, which after a while is going to be exposed, because that lying, they lead them to a situation that they cannot step front or back, and they are going to be exposed, and everybody are going to everybody are going to leave that person and become disappointed. Then instead of pretending, be honest and try the best to learn for producing good and useful job. We must have our faith to the God and Jesus that they help us to have a good and safe life. By trusting them, we find the correct opportunities, adapted our ability, then have patience and be honest and learn different activities leading you to the correct path. I add that God and Jesus know us and they know our identity and ability. Then they guide us to the correct place and they form our ability and identity to fulfill our job. Then when you trust from the beginning to Jesus and God, then you don't need lie. You don't need pretend. You are honest and you know that Jesus and God lead you to the correct job that you are able to do and be successful. What we await from each other is that we must learn from each other and we must teach each other. These kind of possibilities and responsibilities helps us together to be useful in almost any duties. There is always risk that you suddenly find yourself in trouble by other bad people. Satan and his demons are very active to divide us from God and Jesus. They push us in trouble, but we must have our faith to the God and Jesus, because they watch over us and are helpful, and they release and save us from trouble. You must be awakened and do not be fooled. Sometimes your co-worker will take over from you. Sometimes they go behind your back and try to destroy for you. But God and Jesus watch over you, and they will that you save and protect your job, and they help you defend yourself. Amen. There is another responsibility and duty we have about each other. And this is when God, as the same way God and Jesus save us and support us, they will us do the same to another. They will that we must also save and support another to be successful in their life. I know that Satan and his demons in this world are extremely active to divide us from Jesus and God. They have very bad plans to destroy our belief and faith. As soon as we find a solution over a conflict they have caused, they very quick do another bad things to hinder us to reach our path or the light. That is our responsibility and duties to save each other and be aware. Our Christian identity is to watch over each other and save as many as possible. Only have a clean and pure and untouchable relationship with Jesus and God, so they warn us when Satan and his demons will try to commit bad things to us. Jesus and God watch over us and will that we live for eternal life. They warn us, do not be full of others' material, be full of people's belonging, material belonging, or glamorous life, because all of them are temporary. We cannot take anything from this world to another world. The only we take with us is our action. Then do not be a slave on this world. Do not be a slave of material life. You must be more hungry and work for eternal life. If you lie to one, then you have lied to yourself first. Because after a short time, you find yourself in position that you are exposed. Because a liar forget what they have talked. And they cannot remember. In short time, they are exposed and everybody leave you and you are going to be alone. And you cannot suddenly go front or back. Jesus and God has given us authority to think, make decisions. They are watching over us how we use it. We are responsible to live with truth and fight against lies and fake life. God will that we live independent of this world. God and Jesus give us what we need and they give us more to see if we become a slave or not. This is what God and Jesus will, that we consume the material gifts for life and share them with poor people who hasn't any. The life in this world has different levels. First, we are child and we are going to be raised until we are adult. And then we can take decision and the decision to get a education leading us to a job, to get a good job. This makes us get new identity, which completes our current identity. The next step in the life is making a family. As soon as you say yes to your partner in marriage promise, you get new identity, which complete your current identity. You become a wife or husband, and it is new identity, which completes your current identity. Thereafter, you become parent, which is new identity, and that one completes your current identity. In all these steps, be close to Jesus and let him raise you in any step you take, which causes a very successful life. Amen. In order to be successful, you must be honest, at least to yourself, because it makes you be in correct path. If it needs other requests and conditions, then educate yourself to be capable. But if you lie about your ability, in short time, you fall and you become exposed and lose everything and everyone. Then be honest and have faith and always trust Jesus and God who lead you to correct path because they know you and they know your ability. When Jesus came in this world, he worshipped God and experienced our pain as human in this world. Jesus fulfilled all God's commandments to defeat our pains. When he was ready, he was 30 years old and God commanded him to start his visible revelation. Then Jesus chose his 12 disciples and learned them and together with them expand Christianity. Jesus gave everybody new identity. When they became baptized, they became reborn and they started a new life. Then be happy over this and defeat all demons who will destroy our relationship with Jesus and God. Always communicate with Jesus and God to make them helpful over your decision. God and Jesus bless you all and let their mercy be upon us and their grace abound us. amen. See you in the next part. Amen.